I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for following us and for being a part of this show and listening wherever you are. We just wrapped up our first half-day conference following the full-day conference this past January, this Saturday, yesterday, and just so excited of what's happening in our community and all the positive feedback and the success stories and everything that's just going along with I've Decided and what we're doing. And I just really want to say thank you so much for being a part of our organization and for participating. If you were at the conference, it's awesome. If you want to get involved, we want you to get involved. You can check us out at ivedecided.org. But just sharing the word, liking our Facebook page, following what we're doing, you can help out in so many ways to get the word out about I've Decided. And essentially, we are all about you. What are your goals? What are your dreams? What is it that you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? What's your purpose? We want to help you by motivating you and encouraging you to go for your goals and dreams, providing you resources through our businesses who are a part of I've Decided and really support what we're doing, and educate you and just help you see things for what they are and share with you information that can change your direction, change your thoughts, and help you understand some things that you may not understand. And when that happens, that brings about a new revelation and it opens our eyes to see things in a different light, and change can happen. And that's what I love. It's why I do what I do. I'm just so excited about things that we have going on. And so we are kicking off the next few weeks. We are going to be talking a little bit about kids, parenting, you know, having babies, fun stuff like that. And my guest today, Jody Lindsay. Hey, Jody.
Hello.
Is a perfect way to kick off this little series because Jody works out and is the daughter-in-law of Bob Lindsay out of Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura. And he really does exist, right?
Yes, he really does exist. He is a real person.
I like to say that because sometimes we see those big names and we're like, is that just a person that lives somewhere? Who is this person, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And I actually didn't know that. I bought my first car from Bob Lindsay 13, almost 14 years ago. And I didn't know it was locally owned at that particular time. I just bought my second car, and I do now, but, so I'd like to get that out there. But you might be saying, well, why does a car, what does a car dealership have to do with kids, right?
Yeah.
And, well, you're going to find out, and because they, at Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura, they are huge St. Jude supporters.
Yes.
And give back so much to our community in so many ways, and St. Jude is just one of those. So, with the St. Jude Home Dream Home giveaway right around the corner, like tomorrow's the last Monday, is the last day they can get tickets or what?
No, actually, well, the tickets, they still have a little over 800 tickets left. They sell 7,000. They have a little over 800 left. So when they're sold out, they're sold out.
Okay, so but they sell the tickets up until, they sell out before the deadline.
Until they sell out, and yeah, and we've been very blessed that, yes, they do sell out before the deadline, technically is April 23rd. However, they're on a record track to sell out way before that. So if you haven't got your ticket and you're kind of on the fence, you really don't want to wait any longer because these are going to sell out.
And, okay, so we're going to get in depth about how many tickets they sell and what are the odds of winning and where does all that money go. But definitely, if you're listening, you want to get a ticket, and we're going to share all of that with you. But it's awesome, Jody, that you guys are supporting this Dream Home giveaway. And how do you support that. Bob Lindsay's not giving away a home, but you are giving away.
We're giving away a 2017 HRV, which is a small SUV that's new to the Honda family. So this car is worth a little over $20,000, and we donate this to help St. Jude raise the funds they need to take care of these kids that are really going through a rough time.
Wow, that is so awesome. And that's one of the things when you and I first met, Jody, and we were talking about Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura coming on board with I've Decided and being a business member of I've Decided. And we spent a lot of time talking that day. We talked probably 2 hours because I just got so fired up about all the things that you guys are involved in our community. And at that particular time, I had bought a car from Bob Lindsay Honda. I drive a Honda van. It's no secret.
Yes.
And everybody knows that. Anybody who knows me knows that I was trying to drive my van to 500,000 miles. It made it to 308,000 miles.
Which is awesome. That's amazing.
And isn't that awesome? Who drives a car to 308,000 miles?
But what? You do.
I was driving my daughter to school and I was pushing the gas and it was like, I'm like, it's not going. And we named her Celeste. Our van was named Celeste. And I'm like, Celeste, go, go, go. And my daughter was like, Mom, we need a new car. And so I felt so proud after you and I met, and not just because you guys came on board with I've Decided. I bought my car there because I like Hondas.
Yeah.
I bought my car there before I even had I've Decided, before it existed.
Right.
I had great service. It has nothing to do with it. But the fact of the matter is after we talked and I learned that Bob Lindsay is a local owner, that you guys are a family-owned business. You're his daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
And your husband's name?
Is Jim. Jim Lindsay, yes.
And you're all there working.
Yes. We all, the family members, between Jim, his parents, Bob and Donna, and me, we all, have, our role that we like to do. But literally, we're a small part of a huge, wonderful team of people that make everything happen.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the point is I felt so good going and buying my new Honda van. I got the exact same car. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
I got the exact same car, just newer.
Yes.
And so brand new, actually. And then you know what else was cool, Jody? And I know that I posted this out on Facebook because this was very cool. I got the same sales guy.
Yeah,
that sold me my first car.
14 years ago.
14 years later.
Yeah, that's right.
Took great care of us.
Yeah.
And so that is so cool.
Yeah, that's very important to us. That's the thing, is you're going to see the same people year after year after year. The tenure that we have is incredible because they mean a lot to us. We're all just this huge family, and it's really important to us that we make sure that they're happy as well.
That is so awesome. And it's obvious because, the years that I went out there to get my oil changed, it's like I'm part of the family. I've been going out there for so long.
Yeah.
But I see the same people, and over and over and over, even in the service department.
Yes, definitely. Definitely one of our heartbeats. We really take a lot of pride. A lot of hard work goes into it. But we love it. That's, what we love to do. And It is. It's a very wonderful, wonderful place.
And I am so thankful that you guys support I've Decided. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's just another thing that you do in the community, being a part of our community and helping everyone achieve success in their goals and supporting us and the other businesses that are part of I've Decided is amazing. And we value that greatly. So this whole St. Jude thing, though, I am so I love St. Jude. I'm a St. Jude runner. I've been supporting St. Jude for a long time. I have a good friend whose daughter is a St. Jude survivor, but we're all, because of St. Jude, she survived.
Yeah.
And she is thriving and a teenager and at high school now, doing fantastic. And so that got me really involved when she was in first grade, I think it was first grade. Going into second or kindergarten, going into the first, I can't remember, with my daughter. They're almost 15 now, but with my daughter who was in kindergarten or first grade with them when they were diagnosed. And so that got me motivated to start running with St. Jude and highly get involved. And it's just such an amazing organization, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, just to think of the strides they've made, you know, in these last several years alone. I mean, how the survival rate has changed so much and it's so much better. And who knows what another, you know, few years is going to bring.
And they don't turn any child away. No one has to pay for anything. Whatever insurance doesn't pay for, they don't, you know, they take every child, their parents, they take care of them. And St. Jude is one of those organizations that truly does. I think I read that like 70 cents of every dollar, like it's like a huge amount that you donate to St. Jude fully goes to the hospital, to taking care of the child.
Yeah. And you know what's important to our family, and just Bob, Lindsay, Hunt, and Acura as well, is that these are kids that are in our community. You know, just like you said, you know someone who was a patient. It's hard now to find someone that doesn't know someone that was a patient or has a family member that is a patient, or, you know, and that's really what draws us as a family and as a company, is because these are kids in our community that need our help. And, you know, they're really going, fighting something that's really difficult. And the last thing they need to worry about is a bill.
Oh, for sure. And that's just another thing about that's awesome about Peoria is our children's hospital. Mm. And that we are a satellite St. Jude community.
Yeah.
And that is so cool, isn't it?
The children's hospital alone, I mean, we're involved with them as well. And they're incredible. You know, when we had our daughter and we needed the children's hospital all of a sudden, you know, we weren't shipped off to Chicago or St. Louis. We were able to stay here while our daughter was in the NICU. And, I mean, that's incredible to have here in our community.
And it is. And there's, I just love that. And I love that we have organizations like that here, right here. In Peoria.
Yes.
And it's so positive.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Okay, so I know all the listeners are like, tell me how I can win that house. I need a new car. All right, so let's talk a little bit about that, because that's right now going on. And you guys have donated the car that someone could win. So there's like first, second, third. I mean, they draw several winners. The grand prize winner is the home, of course.
It is the home, yes. And it's absolutely beautiful. And basically what people do is they, you know, go to a great way to get a ticket is go to stjudedreamhome.org and you can get a ticket there, you know, and they're $100 a piece. Again, it all goes straight to St. Jude.
100% of that $100.
Because you said something
that I want to make clear. All the sponsors donate. 100% donate. Yeah. St. Jude pays you, Bob, Lindsay, Hunt, and Acura, nothing for that car.
No, absolutely nothing. No,
You donate the full car.
We donate the full car to help raise money for St. Jude. And, I mean, the odds of, you know, someone is going to win the car. You know, someone is going to win the other gift certificate. Somebody is going to win the home. And it's 1 in 7,000 chance. So
which
that's better
really
than the lottery. Way better than the lottery.
Oh my gosh,
but
that's
it's
like
just,
10
yeah.
million times better than the lottery.
Yeah, it's just for, you know, Central Illinois. You know, I mean, every city in the country does their own dream home. And, you know, this is Peoria's. This is Central Illinois. I mean, this is ours. And we're just so blessed to be a part of it. And, you know, I love hearing the stories from families and we, you know, we have a connection with St. Jude as well, with friends and things like that. And so I love hearing the success stories come out of this.
And how cool to see the look on the faces of the people that win.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's incredible. And the sweet lady that won last year, she had had a Honda forever and ever and kind of like you had driven it forever and ever. And lo and behold, she wins, and I don't think we've ever seen somebody so happy in all of our lives.
I mean, I would be pretty happy if I won a car.
Yeah, I know. It was. I love seeing those smiles and making people happy, and it's incredible.
It's awesome. And it all goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
I'm like, people, but, you know, a lot of times people are going to donate. You're going to donate helping. Anyway, you
yeah.
know.
People and helping people.
And people helping people. It's awesome. And so this is a good time. If you haven't given to St. Jude and you want to give extra to St. Jude, this is a good time to do it. You know, throw down $100, donate to St. Jude, and put yourself in that pool.
Right.
You got a 1 in 7,000 chance of winning a home, you know, and also car, other, and there's other lots and lots and lots of other prizes. There are There are quite a few businesses in our community that give to this organization and this Dream Home charitable.
Yeah. And some of the prizes, you know, they have deadlines, you know, and things like that. Like, you know, the very first day they sell the tickets, you know, those people are put into, you know, a certain drawing where they can win a certain gift certificate or something like that. But, I mean, all the sponsors, everybody's just so kind. And we all have the same goal in mind, is to help these kids.
And the help. And that's what I love. It's being a community. We call that a community-wide difference maker,
right.
Jody.
That's
what I like to call those businesses. People who really care.
Yeah.
You know, businesses and owners of those businesses who truly care about our community that we live in.
Yeah.
Helping the people in our community, helping other small businesses.
Exactly.
In our community. And so that we can all be successful and that we can share our blessings. Yeah. And just help each other.
Exactly. And that's the thing, all helping each other. You know, it's all kind of like teamwork. And, you know, there's teamwork everywhere you look, you know, in our community. And I love that.
I do, too. I love that, too. So, are you excited about getting your ticket yet? I hope so. You can go, you said stjudedreamhome.com?
.org.
.org, of course. It's an organization. So, stjudedreamhome.org. And you can get your ticket and get yourself in the drawing and donate to St. Jude. We'd love that. But we are talking to Jody Lindsay from Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura today. She's in the studio with me. And we're just, you know, I guess we're talking a lot about St. Jude, how much they help the kids when, I mean, we're moms, Jody, you know, I mean, it just, you wouldn't even know what to do if that were your child, you know, and you just can't imagine. But if you have it happen, you'd be so thankful that an organization like St. Jude exists can take care of your child. And I don't know all the statistics, so I'm not going to throw out numbers that I really don't know. The legitimate statistics, and I know you probably don't either, Jody, because we don't work for St. Jude. We support St. Jude, but we're not trying to act like we know all the statistics. But I know it's like upwards of like 90% survival rate now or something in certain childhood cancers.
Yeah, with certain ones, yeah. And again, I'd have to look them all up and as well, but in certain ones, you know, they've just made incredible strides, you know,
over
the last several years.
30%, like even in like the 70s, and that wasn't even very long ago because I was born in the 70s. I don't know. It seemed to be a pretty good while ago, but that's huge strides. And so I want to thank you guys so much for supporting St. Jude and providing that car to them to help them raise money and making some lucky person in our area a proud, happy owner of a new car. That's awesome. And somebody's going to win a house. Let's not forget that.
You're right.
And I know there's a builder out there that donated that house, and that is just incredible,
Ironwood. Yeah, Ironwood Homestead did it this year.
Who did that?
Ironwood Homestead.
Ironwood Homes. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll give them a shout out because they deserve that, donating an entire house.
Beautiful home. Absolutely beautiful. And again, you just see the love that, you know, they put into it, and it's just gorgeous. So I'm just, we're blessed to be a part of this group to be able to help.
I'm thankful, and that's awesome, and that's what we're sharing today. And you know what? That's what we love to do with I've Decided. We love success stories. We want to hear your story. Are you listening and you've been a part of I've Decided and you've got an amazing success story? Would you please share that with us? You can email me at kim@ivedecided.org, kim@ivedecided.org. Shoot me an email with your success story. I would love to hear it, love to talk to you and share that. And, you know, that motivates people. It encourages people to be better and to, it gives them hope when they hear someone else's, don't you think, Jody?
Yeah,
when
absolutely.
You hear someone else's success story.
Yeah.
It just gives us hope.
Yeah, exactly. Some good things are happening.
Awesome things. And so we love that. And so you are listening to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. So thank you for tuning in. We are talking to Jody Lindsay from Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura dealership right here in Peoria. And we're just talking about the St. Jude Dream Home giveaway and how Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura give a car to that great organization and donate that car to your
Yeah. It's Bob Lindsay Honda. The car comes from Bob Lindsay Honda, and we're more than happy to donate this car to help, you know, the kids at St. Jude. And I know I've said this before earlier, but I love hearing the stories of the success of these kids and how it, you know, it could be just one more dollar that, oh, they've got the cure. They've got it.
I know. It's like we feel like we're on the brink, right?
Right. It's just one more dollar.
I know. So it's like you want to help so much, but there are a lot of great organizations. And like I said, as part of I've Decided, we're so grateful that you're on board with us and supporting what we're doing in the community. That's awesome in itself.
Yes.
But I know you guys do this whole teddy bear thing. I saw teddy bears everywhere. Tell me a little bit about that, because I kind of came in right at the tail end of that, and I wasn't quite sure what was going on. But that goes to East.
That goes to the Children's Hospital here downtown. Our daughter, when she was born, she was in the NICU here at the Children's Hospital of Illinois. And that's just not really something that leaves you ever.
Right.
Ever. And, you know, this has been a nice way that, you know, through the Acura store, we help collect teddy bears with a couple of other businesses in town and sponsors in town. But it helps us, it gives us a chance to teach our daughter, who's 7 now and perfectly healthy because of the Children's Hospital of Illinois. She understands, you know, we're getting teddy bears for kiddos down there that don't feel so good today.
Right.
And this one she gets. She understands. And Jim and I were so proud that she goes with us. She gets the whole experience. She understands that she was a patient there. You know, she was a baby, so she doesn't remember, but right. She understands. And so that's one way we can give back to the Children's Hospital.
So you collect these teddy bears,
mm-hmm.
and you do that at the Acura store.
We do. We do.
Collect them all up and then deliver them down to the Children's Hospital and pass out the teddy bears to the kids?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Is it enough that they can give? I hope there's not that many kids down there. I've seen a lot of teddy bears.
It is. That's the heartbreaking part is that, you know, original goal is, yes, get enough teddy bears and it's going to last the whole year.
But, right, so they can just give them out as they come.
Yeah, but we've learned that this really only lasts them about 4 or 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, so, I mean, we're all powwowing, putting our heads together, figuring out, all right, how do we make these last all year long? We need more teddy bears, things like that.
We need less sick kids.
More, exactly. Oh. Yeah, you know, but it's like, hey, if a teddy bear is going to make them smile for a couple of minutes, and our daughter, you know, Brooklyn, she understands that now. And it's important that, you know, we remember we were supporters of the Children's Hospital of Illinois for as long as we could remember. And then all of a sudden we landed on the other side of that coin. And it was heartbreaking as a parent. Anybody who's a parent could understand that. And just being in the fog and not understanding, what do all the beeps mean? What do these tubes mean? You know, it's a scary thing. And it's probably scary for the kids, you know, that
understand.
Sure. So, hey, if a teddy bear or something makes them happy, that's what we can do
and
for them.
And they love those stuff. That is awesome because kids love the stuffed animals.
Yes.
I don't think that's ever going to go away.
I hope not. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they really do love them up until, I mean, my daughter came home with a stuffed animal from school on Valentine's Day, and she was just, you know, she's 12, almost 13.
Yeah.
And she's snuggling the teddy bear and squeezing it tight. You know, she's like, look what I got. You know, she just loved
makes
it.
Makes them smile. You
it
know?
Does.
How can you not want to make a kid smile, you know, and just make them happy, you know? And that's a fun one.
Do you know how many teddy bears you guys raise? Like, how many do you take down there?
Yeah, oh gosh, you know, and at the Acura store this year, we collected over 900, which was great. However, when we put it all together with all the other sponsors, you know, we're talking that we're in the thousands.
Thousands of teddy bears.
Yeah, thousands of teddy bears. And every year, all of us, we try to get together and figure out, okay, how do we make this even bigger? How do we, you know, what do we do? Always trying to improve and help. And it's just, and that's just so important to our family. That's really part of our core.
And the ultimate goal would be to get enough teddy bears to at least last the whole year.
Right.
So that every child that comes to the Children's Hospital could get a teddy bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww,
that they can
that's
love
such
and hug.
A good
yeah.
thing.
Exactly.
You know, that is such a good thing. And it's just, you know, it's simple, but yet so huge.
Exactly.
It's simple and huge all at the same time. Wow. Yeah. What other passions do you have? Any other ones?
Oh my gosh.
While we're talking, you're getting me all fired. My wheels are turning. I'm like, oh.
You know, there's so much that we love to do in the community. And I know the show is not long enough, but everything that we are a part of, we have some sort of personal touch to it. You know, whether it be with the Komen Memorial Affiliate, you know, here in town, you know, food banks in town, you know, the Dream Center, you know, I mean, everything and anything, we really put a lot of care, a lot of thought. We don't just randomly, oh, here you go. You know, we really care. We really care. These are angels that are here in our community that are trying to make a difference. And they deserve our support. And as we grow, and as we have grown over the years, we put money back into the community because the community has been so kind to us. And, you know, we live here too, you know, and we want to help too. And so it's so important to us that hopefully when people do come to us, that they understand we are very invested in this community in several different ways and areas. And hopefully something touches their heart and they turn around and help as well.
And that, I love it. And I can attest to that. And I know everything you just said is true because when you and I were talking about I've Decided, and when you were thinking about coming on board with I've Decided, I mean, we talked for hours.
Yeah.
Maybe not all in the same day. One day we did talk for like 2 hours at least.
Yeah.
But even before that, we talked on the phone and we shared, and you know, you really wanted to know, what are you involved in? What do you do? How's this going to help? And I love that. It's what really, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so perfect. They got to be a part of I Decided. And it's just so true. And, that's awesome that you do give back 10,000 times over to the community, and we are so thankful for that. But also that it's with organizations that you care about, that you feel like you're connected to.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And listeners, I don't know about you, but I want to support businesses like that. And I wanted, and when I met Jody and we were talking about Bob Lindsay Heinen-Ecker coming on board with us, I said, you know what, Jody? I want to toot your horn because you are so humble and so sweet. You know, you would never, you don't give this car away for anybody to be like, oh, yay, Bob Lindsay Honda gave this car away. Right? No, you don't. She's blushing. If you could see what I see, her face is red. She's smiling and she's blushing and she's so humble. And I have to believe that that's a representation of the whole dealership as well. You're not giving this stuff to get any kudos back. But I said, I want to toot your horn because the community needs to know that, you know, when they buy a car from your dealership, you're getting a great car. It's no secret. Yeah. I mean, Honda's ranked like one of the number one cars in the world, right?
Yes.
Acura is a Honda car.
Yes.
It's the same kind of just different, a little sportier. But
yeah.
I don't want to offend anybody there. The salesman might be like,
No.
Better watch my words.
No, but, you're fine.
But, you know, it's more than that. You're buying from a dealership that's in your community, that's giving back to your community. So you're making that happy circle. You're putting money into a business, and that business is then going back and being wise, which is what you just said, which I loved. Being wise about the money that they bring in and where to disperse that into the community.
Right, exactly. And, you know, there's just, and I know I've said it before, I mean, I could talk forever, you know, I feel like about how many great places there are, you know, Lowe's and Fish, Dream Center, Komen, St. Jude, there's, you know, so many, Pediatric Resource Center, all these ones that we like to be a part of. Foster Pet Outreach. That's absolutely, they're so darn cute. These are people, a majority of them are volunteers in our community. They volunteer their time, their money, their resources, everything. And, you know, I love talking to them and seeing, you know, what can we do to help? What can we bring to help you? Because my golly, you're making a huge difference here. And, you know, and they're changing lives, changing things, you know, and how can you not want to be a part of that?
And now you can add pup to your list. Because being a part of I've Decided supports pup.
Pup, yes.
Which is people with unlimited potential, a school for young adults with special needs. 100% volunteer ran.
Right.
100% volunteer.
Amazing.
Parents and grandparents and friends and family volunteered their time for this school.
That's amazing.
So you can now add PUP to the list of organizations that Bob Lindsay Honda and I could give back to.
Yes,
so
exactly. And these people, they deserve our support, you know, wherever we can try to give it. And it doesn't always have to be money. Sometimes it's just, it's time, you know, or, you know, if they need supplies or something like that, you know, it's every need is different. And we really try to pay attention to those unique needs. It's really important to us.
And you're doing it wisely. And we know you can't say yes to everything. I know you.
We try.
Let me tell you, I believe if you could, you would.
Yes.
I think I know you. We're getting to know each other. But based on what I've seen in the last few months, I totally believe if you could, you would. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So we just need to buy more Hondas and Acuras.
I know,
so
right?
You guys can give more to our community. That's what needs to happen.
Exactly. And then, you know, that's just, it's always on our forefront. As we grow, you know, we make sure that we grow in our charitable areas as well.
That's awesome. That's a great note to end on. Yes. And that's the way it's supposed to be, Jody.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Can you believe our half hour's over?
So fast.
I know, it goes by so fast. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in this Sunday morning. And to thank you for supporting I Decided, being a part of what we're doing in the community. And we just are so grateful for that. If you want to learn more, please visit us at ivedecided.org. You can get all the contact information for Bob Lindsay Honda and Acura on our website. They're listed as a resource on there, and we're grateful for that. And make sure you get your ticket at stjudedreamhome.org.
Yes.
And get your name in that hat for winning a new home or potentially a new car donated by Bob Lindsay Honda. So excited.
Yes.
And thanks again, Jody, being here. You guys have a rest of a good Sunday, and I'll be with you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?